Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Something's brewing. A new partnership with Last Drinks and Buds and Beads. Order your sparkling tea today by visiting budsandbeads.com.au and use the code LASTDRINKS20 for a 20% discount at checkout.
It's time for another episode of Last Drinks, a podcast where we have conversations for the sober and the sober curious, hosted by me, Maz Compton, sober since 2015. Hello, glorious humans. This is the final episode of Last Drinks for now. That's a bit of a bombshell, and I will explain to you why I am pushing pause on the podcast for now. This is not forever. It's just for the next little bit. Firstly, I just want to say how grateful I am that this podcast has, I know it has connected with people. I know it has helped people. I have been told this podcast has really changed people's lives for the better. And that is just the best. And when I started this podcast, I didn't really set any of those goals. I didn't really have any goals at all. All I decided to do was I just wanted to have conversations about people deciding to become sober, because I believe that our shared stories are so important and so impactful. So I thought I'd create a platform where we could share stories. And the reason that I decided to talk to people about their last drink is because that is the moment that your life becomes different when you stop drinking. And it's been such a great experience. I've had over 100 conversations. There have been over 110,000 downloads, which in the grand scheme of podcasting probably doesn't sound like a big number, but to me that is a huge number. It's a lot of people who have been listening to ways to get and stay sober. They've been listening to and finding out about tools that they can use to go on their own journey. It's about people learning how to reassess their relationship with alcohol. It's people being encouraged to stick to the decision that they made to stop drinking. Those numbers are not just numbers. Those numbers are really powerful moments in people's lives. So that's why that number feels really just huge to me, because I'm like, that's a whole lot of impact and that's so powerful and that speaks volumes. And I'm so proud of that. But I have gotten to a place in my little world where I just need to take something off the plate. And the plate is full, and it's full of great stuff, and I love all the stuff on my plate. But as you all know, I've mentioned bits and pieces over the whole course of this podcast, but there's been some really big stuff happening in my life. My dad passed away. One of my best friends lost his really long battle with stage 4 lymphoma. I had a miscarriage last year, and I just need to have a break from doing the extra to actually spend time focusing on me and actually practicing what I preach, which is like, hey, girlfriend, why don't you carve out some time for some self-care? And I'm always telling people about self-care and self-compassion. It's so important and we need to do it. And it's something that I have not had enough room in my world for, with all of the grief and the big tragedies that have happened over the last 2 years in my life. I didn't mention that I lost my job as well. I was very lucky in that I got offered another job, but it was still a really, you know, big, impactful, profoundly disappointing, challenging time in my life, back to back with other things, you know. And so I've, you know, been seeing a therapist for a while now, and she's fantastic. And I do just feel like I need to give myself some space. And the space that I have at the moment, I pour all of that energy into this project, which I know helps people. And I love that. And that's why this is such a conflicting thing, because I'm like, I still care about people and I still want to help people on their sobriety journeys. And I love having these conversations. And I love what this podcast gives to me, because I organize it, I record it, I edit it, I publish it. It's my thing, and it's given me so much confidence that I've learnt these new skills, that I can put this thing together every week on week for, oh my gosh, nearly 2 years. I love doing it, and it's so fulfilling. It really ticks such a huge box for me, but I just feel for now I need to just push pause on this. It's the only thing I can push pause on. Because I can't quit my job, the new one that I got, because I just started it. And also I love my job, and it also pays me money, and I have a mortgage, and I can't quit my family. And my family are just my everything. My little boy is my whole world, and I love my husband. I want to spend as much time as I can with them, being a great wife and an awesome mum. So that, you know, and that's a lot. Like, a full-time job and a full-time family is a lot already. And then, you know, you add on time to heal from life kicking you in the pants a few times back to back. The one thing that I know I can push pause on right now is this. This is the passion project. This is, I don't want to call it a side hustle, because it's never felt like a hustle. This has always been something that I have come to with extreme enjoyment, and I've loved so much. So many things that I've learned from my conversations I've loved, and I've grown, and I feel like this podcast is given back to me as much as I feel like it's given to others. But it is the one thing that I can take off the plate for now. And so I'm going to take it off the plate, guys. And I just hope that you guys are okay with that. And if you're not, I get it. I will miss doing this. For now, like I said, it's not, you know, I want to say that I'm never going to do this podcast again. But for now, it's just not something that I can prioritize in my life. I've got to prioritize me. And I think what sometimes can happen when somebody who, like me, I'm a bit of a high achiever, I'm high functioning, I've always got something on the go, there's always 100 things, I've got fingers in pies. People will say, oh, but what are you going to do next? You've rested the podcast, or what are you going to do next? I just want to say on the record, I'm not doing anything next. I am actually just going to focus on my own healing, and that's it. I'm not filling these hours with more extra. I am just going to have a break, a big old break, so you can catch me on the pickleball court doing a social sport. You'll catch me bushwalking. You'll catch me spending loads of time with my family, and that will be that. And I'm really excited about how I'm going to manage that, because I don't relax very easily or very well, but this will be a season for me to actually try and have some time for myself. I'm going to read books again. I got a book for Christmas. It's like a murder mystery. I'm so excited. A physical book. I'm going to have time to read that. And I'm actually okay about, for this little period of my life, not learning anything new, other than learning about how to process the traumas that I've been through and how to embrace the healing that I am working towards and leaning into. And yeah, that's it, guys. That was my share. It's a big share. So I'm going to keep all the podcast episodes will still be there. So you can re-listen, you can still share them. They're not going anywhere. It's all still going to be online and available. There just won't be any new episodes from today. I am still 1,000% sober. If there's anyone questioning, has this got something to do with Maz getting back on the wagon? No, not at all. I'm still so seriously sober. It's been 9 years since my last drink, and I can honestly, hand on heart, say I will not be having a drink in my lifetime. And that is such a great thing to be able to say. I almost think when I started this podcast, I was like, oh, maybe I'd have a dabble now and then. But I'm certain I won't be doing that, regardless of how many more curveballs life throws at me. I've managed to navigate some really heavy personal tragedy with zero drinks. And, you know, I've just been through the ringer, and that's okay, because that's just what happens. I say, I play Uno Flip with my kid all the time, and he always cracks it when he doesn't win, of course, because he's a kid. But I always say to him, Henry, it's not about the cards that you get dealt, it's how you play the game. And that's how I feel. Like, I feel like last year definitely, and the year before, I got dealt some pretty rubbish cards. And this is how I've decided to play them. And I'm really happy with that choice. So I will, as I said, I will miss this. I will miss you, but I am around. And I've got some free time. So if you want to get in touch with me, you still can do that. You can find me on Instagram. I will be on my Instagram page at Maz Compton. And everything else to do with the pod will still be there, but just no freshies. So there is that. I don't really know how to end this conversation with myself, but I will say I'm very grateful. I feel overwhelmed at the profound impact little old me has been able to have with a microphone. I'm really proud of every episode of this podcast. I'm so grateful to everyone who's given up their time and who's had a chat with me. And I don't know when I will be back in this capacity or if it will be a new iteration, but whatever it is, I'm sure you will find out about it in due time, in due course, in good time. So please take care. Please stay sober. Please be kind to yourself. And if you need to take something off your plate, please let this be the thing that inspires you to do it, because it will serve you well. And finally, just before I sign off, I do have a book. It's called Last Drinks, How to Drink Less and Be Your Best. And I've had just so much great feedback on how that book can really help set you up for a win in sobriety and exploring your sober self. So that's available. And I also host an audio series with my beautiful friend, Lindy Cohen, who's a dietitian and nutritionist, and it's called Booze Break. And if you want to hear that, the first episode is available for free. You can find all about that at myboozebreak.com. And as I said, I'm on Instagram at Maz Compton, or everything that I'm up to is on my website, mazcompton.com. So you can still be around me, even though I'm not going to be publishing new podcast episodes in the near future. So with that said, a hugely deep, heartfelt thank you to everyone who's listened, to everyone who's reached out, to my beautiful friends at Buds and Beads who have supported this podcast for the last 3 months. We've had a beautiful working relationship together. And to anyone that this podcast has had an impact on, I'm just so glad that it did. So thank you, be well, stay curious, and I'll catch up with you soon. Okay, love you all, and I'll see you soon.
there was a disconnect between what I was feeling and the life that I had.
This is just about that better relationship.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Relationship with alcohol felt like I looked through a new lens. We are your guides, helping you get this transformation because you really deserve that. We've got a go-to guide on how to do it, and we're going to deliver it all to you guys through this audio series.
An experiment for yourself.
I'm happier than ever, so much better without you.
Hello and welcome to Your Booze Break. My name is Maz Compton. I'm a radio host and a podcaster, and I haven't had a drink since 2015.
That's a long time, Maz.
It's a really long time, Lindy.
I'm Lindy Cohen. I'm a dietitian and nutritionist, and it hasn't been that long for me without booze. It's just been a few months, really, 6 months post having a baby, and I am loving it. And I want that little high for you guys as well.
And that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you have a healthier relationship with alcohol for whatever that looks like for wherever you're at. So whether you have a couple of glasses a week or a couple of bottles a night, we're not here to judge you. We're just here to help you get to a place in your life where alcohol isn't controlling you.
And we don't need you to say, I'm never drinking again. Whether it's forever or for just right now, this is just about that better relationship with alcohol, so you feel more in control and it doesn't feel like alcohol is controlling you.